Well, Star Trek's William Shatner, Rob, has reached space aboard the Blue Origin vessel, and the rocket took off at West Texas, and it's landed back down.
Unbelievable.
90-year-old.
90 years old.
And this is what the Shatmeister said after landing back down on Earth.
Everybody in the world needs to do this. Everybody in the world needs to see. It was so moving to me. This experience has been something unbelievable.
To find out more, we've got Channel 9 senior US correspondent Amelia Adams. She joins us this morning. Amelia?
Hello, Amelia.
Good morning. Good morning. What an exciting morning. I know how much you guys, especially you, Rob, love your space launches, and so do I. And I've got to say, I got up early here to watch this one. And then it was delayed because of the wind in Texas. It was already delayed 24 hours. They pushed it back a couple of hours. So by the time this was due to launch, I was actually dropping my kids at school. And, you know, we sat outside the school in the car at T-2 minutes because my children were so invested after I told them there's an Australian on board this rocket going to space, Chris Boschhausen. They don't know who William Shatner is. They'd never heard of him, but they were really into it because of the Aussie on board. So a couple of big draw cards today, but it was amazing to watch it, obviously, you know, launch and blast off. But I love that return to Earth and that scene that you just replayed there of William Shatner. He got really emotional, didn't he, when he was talking to Jeff Bezos and just said, you know, this is something everyone in the world should do, which Bezos, by the way, will love because what a PR boost for his space tourism business.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, look, I've always understood that astronauts had to train for years and there was this massive physical exertion they went through to go into space, and now they're throwing 90-year-olds up there. It sort of flies in the face of all of what the astronauts used to do. Is it just possible for anyone to do this?
Well, hang on a second. I mean, William Shatner has got years and years of experience in space, clearly.
Exactly, Amelia. Exactly.
He ran the ship.
But in reality, you're absolutely right. They do, they say it's intensive training in terms of a bit of suiting up and zero gravity stuff. They have to sit an exam. But you're right. The point of this is that anyone can go to space now. That's what we saw. You know, I think I spoke to you guys from Virgin's launch, which is Branson, when he first went up. That was the first one, the first space tourism flight ever earlier this year. Then Bezos did his flight and he was on board, the second one. And he had, you know, 82-year-old Wally Funk. So William Shatner has gazumped her now as the oldest person in history. And that's the point, to show that literally anyone can go on board one of these flights. You don't have to be an astronaut. In fact, there are no astronauts on board. I mean, there was a Blue Origin employee on board this flight. But, you know, the others, as you said, an actor, a 90-year-old actor, and then the Australian who was a paying guest, Chris Boschhausen. He's a former NASA engineer and just a really cool, he's actually a great down-to-earth guy. He's from the Snowy Mountains. He wouldn't tell us how much he paid to jump on Bezos' second human space flight, but you can bet it's a lot of money to have that experience if you're not William Shatner.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, you had Wally Funk, the only person over 82. She thought, I'm the only one over 80, and now it's Funk and Shatner together.
she'd be shat off, wouldn't she?
she's completely...
She would. She's got a good sense of humour, though, Wally Funk, so I reckon she'd be all right about it, but she didn't hold that record for long, did she?
Amelia, so now, as you said, this would be a great endorsement for space travel. Do you think people will be booking for the next trip out?
Well, Jeff Bezos says he's already sold about $140 million worth of flights. He says business is booming and that it's, you know, it's almost like it's not easy. They can only go, obviously, but like the first one was in July, so what are we now? October. So they go every couple of months. Mm. There's four seats on them and they're generally sort of doing, you know, one employee and one guest, paid guest. So they're only kind of putting two paying customers on at the moment at a time. And they've got a wait list, and the same with Virgin. I know from Richard Branson's launch, they said they've got a wait list of like 700, you know, fully paying customers. So long term, you know, they want to be sending these flights up pretty regularly. You're looking at, if you talk to these guys, you're looking at their reality is that you'll be able to just book it like you would, you know, a flight to the, you know, maybe not a flight to the Gold Coast, maybe not, you know, five times a day, but certainly a couple of times a week, they'll just be able to send joyrides to space.
Yeah. Wow. I give Bezos about five more flights before he stops checking every time they land to make sure everyone's alive.
I know. Doesn't he run out there and he jumps the thumbs up in the window? Yes, everyone's fine. And then I love he had the champagne. I don't know if you guys saw, but he actually offered that champagne first to William Shatner. And Shatner was so kind of rattled and overwhelmed, he sort of waved it off. So Jeff Bezos did the big champagne shower. And they've got an after party there today, is my understanding. We do have a correspondent on the ground. I'm very, very jealous of her, but I've had my share of space launches. So you can watch Alison Petrowski's live reports on the Today Show and 9 News. She's having a great time in Texas today.
Amelia Adams from LA, thanks very much for joining us, Amelia.
Good to talk to you.